Pompano Beach. Fort Lauderdale is to Pompano Beach as Cadillac is to Ford. Fort Lauderdale has location, money, reputation, retirees. The boulevards are a little bigger, the canals a little deeper, the yachts a little bigger, the bling a little brighter. The story is much, much more full of deception. Pompano Beach seems more comfortable, more downscale, more livable. Pompano Beach seems like an old pair of beach shoes that fit your feet perfect. Don't care if sand gets on them, and fit on the floor of your car like they were made to be there. At Sand Harbor, there's an ancient hotel that retains the charm of the 50s, a bar and restaurant that serves great fish sandwiches, plus a nice view of the intracoastal waterway. And for lunch, Ruth and I walk the beach, and it reminds me why half the East Coast moved to Florida and stayed. Ruth moved her 90-year-old mom down to Florida from New York into a second-floor condo above her. It was a slightly cool afternoon, and at a little snack bar on the beach, folks are gathering to chat, have coffee, eat, lounge under palm trees, and be glad they don't have to work at jobs they did 10 years longer than they should because their kids were in college. Pompano Beach this afternoon is one of those old-fashioned postcard shots that tells everyone you are in Florida and having a great time and eats your heart out. The bond between mothers and daughters is sometimes tenuous, but more often tough and durable. Love and duty are inextricably linked. Tomorrow I'll fly back to the desert. You stay in Florida too long, you start to get webbed feet.